here to see some serious shit.
Snoochie boochie noochies.
Extermination.
Back to you, fuckers.
Okay, but just quickly, for those just tuning in, here I am trying to piece my PlayStation 3 controller back together unsuccessfully. Bits of plastic keep popping off when I try and put the case back on. Not too electronically minded, so yeah, this could be interesting. So, yes, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, sup all. Yeah, man, I don't know about... nothing happened, really. I think it was good that you seen Bran alive. As I said, you probably would have, you know.
Well, I told you they would kill him, man.
Yeah, but I still thought that they might have. I don't know. I haven't read the books, of course. I'm coming from an aspect of not reading the books and not knowing what's going to happen this season. I don't want to know. I don't even look at forums or anything, so I'd rather just go along with it, you know.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, and I've only read the first book, obviously, after having watched the first season, and it's a bit of a funny situation to be in where I don't want to read the books and spoil the TV show.
Yeah, that's it, man. Well, I don't know. As I said, I think it's better just watching the TV show because I enjoy it. You know, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, as I say, it's rare because, I mean, you see a movie or something and you know the sequel's coming out and it's based on a series of books, you'll... typically go and pick up the books because you want to know how it ends or you want to know more about it. You know, Game of Thrones is a bit of an odd case because I actually find the TV show to be so well done, so well put together that I don't want to spoil the TV show for myself.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine knowing that Ned was going to go.
Oh, yeah, no, you'd be like, oh, well, I knew that was going to happen. Yeah, I've already read 5 more books after that sort of stuff, you know, like...
Yeah, where it's probably the single most shocking thing I've ever seen in TV and... you know,
it's up there for sure.
I think probably the most shocking thing I've ever seen on TV, man. Like not movies and stuff, but
yeah.
Television, like a TV show doing that.
Yeah, but oh yeah, of course, not movies, but yeah, I think it's, as I said, it's up there. I can't think of anything that might be more like impacted me more than that in a TV show when I was watching it. Like, didn't expect it, you know, because like obviously he surrenders himself and he says basically to Joffrey, just, you know, I'm here, you know, open, just chill out, dude. And he's just like, no, fuck, kill this dude, kill this, you know.
Yeah.
off his head and all that.
No, that was brutal, man. Like I said, I've never been that surprised watching TV. There's been a few moments when I've been frustrated, disappointed, but never that surprised.
Well, yeah, I know you get a bit upset with how they're taking this. Oh, no, no, I won't put words in your mouth, but you didn't really like the way they were going to, you know, rape one of the characters and kill kids and all that sort of stuff. Like,
it's
obviously.
It's been pretty full on, and I mean, as I've said to you before, it keeps taking the show to that place where it's probably right on the borderline. A lesser show, I wouldn't be watching it.
No, of course.
Like, that's just
like
a fact.
Yeah. It's like when Dane hacks off Lord... what's his name?
Roderick?
Lord Roderick.
Not Roderick.
Yeah, Roderick. Lord Roderick's head. It's like, no, Beardo.
It wasn't right, man. And
yeah.
As I say, any other show did that, I'd be like, right, that's it, fuck it, and I'm done watching it.
Yeah, but because it's so good, and it's like... the end of the first season, it had me, you know. It had me at hello.
You forget, man, that, you know, like, they did burn two kids. Kill and burn two kids in the last episode. We just feel relieved that it's not Bran and Rickon.
Yeah, I know. That's
pretty
crazy.
Fucked up.
Like, even one of the characters says, I can't remember who it was, you know, they killed those poor kids and all that sort of stuff, like, and then she's like, you know, we can't tell Bran or Rickon, you know, and
Bran's sitting up.
And Bran's sitting up anyway, like, oh yeah, I can hear everything you're saying, that's cool.
I heard everything you said.
Yeah, go inside, eat my food, drink my beers, fuck my wife. But yeah, I mean, it's still shocking, because it's still... kids, they're just burning orphans. I mean, that's
yeah, that's pretty fucked, man.
Yeah,
like Peter Pan's turning in his grave right now. And shit's not on, man. But again, no. In the Game of Thrones, we watch it and we go, well, thank God that wasn't Bran and Rickon.
Yeah, well, that's it.
But, you know, like, they're going through killing all the I believe it's Robert's heirs, like all the bastards of Robert. I did think when I was watching it that maybe they were going through and killing every kid under a certain age, like just for fear that they might be one of Robert's bastards because they didn't know who they actually were. But in retrospect, I think they actually had a pretty good idea who was who, and they were just going through killing them.
Yeah.
Still, fucked up.
I think they would have just killed anyone who they expected was Robert's bastard. Like, they would have just killed anyone who even was, you know...
Yeah, there's a slim chance.
There's a slim chance of being. Like, even if they're like, no, this is my kid, you know, I'm the father of this child, they probably would be like, nah, but she, you know, your wife rooted Robert this day, fucking good night, you know, sort of stuff. Yeah, that was probably more full on... Oh, no, that's probably just as... I mean, it's not as much... it's not as... you know, crazy as hacking off Ned's head, but that bit is still pretty bad. Like, they're taking babies from mothers and stuff, or they're not even, in some cases, not even doing that, just killing the babies while their mothers hold them, and, like, that was pretty full on. I think that's up there, definitely, with Ned getting his head chopped off. Because Ned accepts the fate, you know, he's old enough to accept the fate, and you know, he's already had his piece, he's got his piece, you know, not his piece, but...
Well, once he knows that Arya's gonna be safe.
Yeah, exactly, and he understands that, oh, well, this is going to happen, you know, I'll deal with it. He's not, like, he didn't get up and start running or try to escape or anything, you know, he accepted his fate. But with these kids, they're just kids, you know, the bastards and the orphans. Like, the orphans getting killed and burnt, and the bastards getting just killed, like, mass killed and stuff, because they, even a slim chance it might be Robert's bastards.
Well, that's right. Yeah. I mean, for me, I think that the most messed up scene was actually probably the hacking of Roderick's head.
You reckon so far?
So far, for me. And I don't necessarily know why. It was just... I mean, it was so visceral, man. Like, blood spraying, you know. And you can tell he's hacking. Like, he's putting his entire body weight behind it and he kicks. And it's just sickening, man.
Yeah. Well,
it's just, like... I mean, a couple of charred corpses, you can sort of... I don't know.
You didn't see them die.
That's right. Yeah. But that was like, even though they had it off screen, it was just brutal, man.
Yeah. And, I mean, no, go on.
Well, all I was going to say was don't ever pull apart your PlayStation 3 controller. Because there's like these little plastic bits, and if you have a look at one, you'll see what I'm talking about between the R1 and R2 and the L1 and L2 buttons. And you have to line them up before you can put the back casing back on. The problem is, to put the back casing back on, you need to do it all at once. You can't sort of put one side on and then the other. And these things, they just have a habit of sliding out.
Yeah, well, I think any person who may be listening, who is a gamer, understands the frustration of console games. Like, you know, older console games, for sure, but this new generation's a bit easier, I think.
Well, any unfortunate soul that is listening, you know, probably needs a little bit of context as to why... I find myself piecing my PlayStation 3 controller back together, so if you give me 5 seconds, I'll tell you that story. It involved the sequel to a game that we've been waiting for, I think, fair to say, almost 10 years.
A long time.
A long time. It's not the one that's probably on everyone's mind, which would be the obvious Diablo 3, which we'll get to in a minute. It's actually Max Payne 3, which, as we've spoken about before, I love it. I think it's fantastic. I think it's the perfect sequel. It's everything it should be. It's everything it could be. And it doesn't let up. It's a fantastic game. However, it suffers from a severe case of old school difficulty.
Yeah.
frequent death, low ammunition. And, you know, I mean, I'm playing on medium. I play most of my games on medium, again, as you know. But this particular incident took me right back to my younger gaming days, my PlayStation 1 gaming days, where occasionally you'd die and respawn so many times, you'd get to that point where the controller would find itself sailing across the room after having left your hand. Now, you'd know, as well as anyone who goes back that far with their gaming, that you know, those controllers, they took a lot of punishment. I know our game controllers always did. They got beaten around, they got kicked, they got thrown, they got twisted. They went through just about everything we could put them through.
With Tekken's and and Micro Machines, these games, any competition game, I guess you'd say.
Any competitive game, safe to say, controller could go sailing. Now this, and you know, you take it or leave it, but I maintain that it didn't go for a very far or aggressive journey. It did soar briefly.
You got concrete walls.
No, it went across the ground. Hit the
Sure it did.
Yeah, polished wood floors, hardwood floors. Skidded along the hardwood floors, hit my TV cabinet, and from that point on, it wouldn't turn on without being plugged into the power. So naturally, knowing absolutely nothing about electronics, I decided to open up the controller and see what may have caused that. So here I find myself now not able to tell what's happened. It's clearly not a loose battery or anything, I can say that much. But now I'm just trying to piece it back together. So,
In other words, they don't make them as sturdy as they used to, obviously.
The moral of the story is, A, they don't make them as strong as they used to, so don't go throwing your controllers. And B, Max Payne is a terrific fucking game.
Yeah, I mean, I only played it at your house for a little while, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was a very good sequel to the second one. I'm sure there's people who would disagree, but I was really worried when I seen the trailers. You know, they had daytime in the game, and they weren't using what was it, the comic sketches, the comic
The comic book type transitions, yeah.
And they weren't using them. I was really worried that it was going to lose too much of it. I thought it was going to become, you know, like Max Payne movie, which I won't talk about.
There was a Max Payne movie?
No, I don't think there was. I must have been mistaken. I don't know. I must have just blanked. Yeah.
There was something that came out a few years back. Had Mark Wahlberg in it. It was, I don't know. I think it was supposed to have something to do with a video game.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Sort of like Hitman.
Yeah. Hitman actually.
They were going to make a movie out of that too.
It might have actually been a prequel.
No, yeah, okay.
Hitman? I don't know.
Well, we can go on, but we'll just turn to like raging nerds. So,
leave it at that.
I think it's No, I think it's a really good sequel. As I said, like, I was worried that it wasn't going to be quite dark as good, or quite as good, just because it wasn't as dark, and, you know, with Max Payne's wife and kid getting killed and stuff, you're like, you really feel for the guy, and he's just a cop, and you're like, you want this guy to win, even though, you know, he's just lost everything, like, what's he fighting for? But it's just because there's just so much bad shit that, you know, he needs to destroy. It's like, that's his mission. And, yeah, Payne's his game.
Well, the guy's on a collision course, isn't he? I mean, from the start of the first game, you really probably... It's probably one of the first examples of a protagonist in a game where you really don't think that character can be redeemed or, you know, necessarily should be. He's going to die. He probably should die. He deserves to die.
Yeah, I think it's one of those games where you pick up and from the get-go, you almost feel like this character's going to die at the end of this game. You almost feel like this character has to die at the end of this game. He's lost everything. He's going to do what he needs to, kill the bad guys, whoever it may be. I won't spoil in case people go back and play the game.
Man, if there's anyone listening to this that has not played the first Max Payne and is a PC gamer, they're not worth their salt.
Well, yeah,
I'm sorry, it's a new classic, man. Like,
yeah.
If you're a third person shooter fan, even a first person shooter fan, like, it's a must play.
If you're a fan of good games, we're not talking about. Oh no, I won't say what games I think aren't good. But yeah, if you're a fan of games that challenge you and are intellectually, yes, that's one. Sound. Yeah, I think definitely have a look at it. The first game. If you enjoy the third one.
Exactly. It's very hard to recommend someone go back and play a game as old as, you know, Max Payne 1.
Yeah. I mean, if you absolutely love the third one, maybe you go back. Or maybe just watch something on YouTube, like the end of it or something. Or at least see the comic book strips as we were talking about before, because it really puts it in perspective. It's like, it is like reading a comic. If you probably got... I reckon if you got the first comic strip in the first game, and watched them all through that game to the end, you'd probably have a pretty good idea of the story. Would that be safe to say? It'd be like reading a comic, almost, like...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, look, let's not make Saints out of Sinners here. Like, Max Payne was, I believe, built from the ground up to let you be Neo in the lobby.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, like, that was the big thing. It came out around the same time as The Matrix, or just soon after. It was the first game with, you know, slow-motion bullet time, and that was fucking
completely
amazing.
Completely dark, trench coat, yeah.
The fact that it was this dark, twisted sort of story, you know, like, people got a story out of it, but, you know, I got a story out of Doom, you know, like...
Yeah.
If you're looking for a story, if you're looking for a good story in a game, like, you'll find it, but, you know, well, not always, but in a good game, you will, like a Max Payne or something like that. Now, well, I don't want to talk too much about the story, obviously, because for obvious reasons,
it's pretty new, and yeah,
it's pretty new, and I mean, there's obviously a lot of people out there that have finished it, but you're not one of them, for example. So, I mean, let's not spoil it. I mean, it's going to be a game that you're going to play, I expect,
yeah,
and you're going to really enjoy. So.
Same with Mass Effect. I will be playing that eventually too. I'll get on that.
Yeah, so again, we're not going to get into the ending of Mass Effect. I've mentioned it to you. You know that there's a lot of hate out there for it. You don't at the moment necessarily know why.
I'm not understanding at the moment because I'm enjoying the game at the moment.
So, yeah. And look, it is a terrific game.
Yeah.
Look, I've said it to you before. The best analogy I can draw after finishing it is it's not as good as the second one. But it reminded me, as a trilogy, reminded me a lot of Star Wars.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be a bit of a hater here and going to, I don't really like EA. They annoy me. And then buying BioWare, which is basically my favourite developer. I'd probably be pretty safe to presume it's one of your favourite developers, Adam.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'd say you've probably got Blizzard up there as well, which, again, we do need to talk about because they've been doing things recently that, you know, like BioWare and EA, just leave a bit of a sour taste in the mouth.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll get to that, but I think that EA buying BioWare out, it's sort of bittersweet. Of course, you're going to obviously have BioWare games forever now, but...
But they're not true BioWare games.
They're like these shells. Like, they're eggs without yolks, you know? It's not the same.
Well, you can see where BioWare ends and EA begins.
Hmm.
That's the thing. I mean, it was obvious, really, and I mean, I can't have to check the facts. Really, it seems obvious that the Old Republic is a very good example. I mean, we both loved Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2, mm-hmm. Well, 2 to a lesser degree.
Or KOTOR kind of, for other people?
No, just Knights of the Old Republic.
No, old KOTOR.
Knights of the Republic.
There you go.
We both loved those games, and I, at first, was very against the idea of an MMO being made out of Knights of the Old Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stories were so focused, so driven, so interesting. Really fucking badass stories. And you know, you can sort of see where EA came in, and, well, possibly, or BioWare, maybe BioWare always knew they wanted to turn it into an MMO, but it just seems like something that EA would want to do. Let's just blame EA for every problem.
We'll blame EA for every problem in gaming at the moment.
From now on, safe to say, anything wrong with BioWare, it's just EA's fault. Let's just assume that for the sake of the podcast.
Yep.
And, I mean, Dragon Age 1, fantastic game. Dragon Age 2, shadow of its former glory.
Yeah. I'd never played Dragon Age 2 because I heard it was not that great. No, I enjoyed the first one a lot, so I thought I won't, you know, sour the taste of the first one. I won't destroy the first one for me by playing the second one and making it seem crap, you know?
Yeah, and rightly so, really, I suppose.
Because I'm never going to play it again. Oh, I won't say that. I probably will never play Dragon Age 1 again. It's one of those sorts of games that I spent my time playing and I enjoyed it and that was it. You know,
well, that's the other thing. I mean, you play these games and, I mean... You know, it's all about time, man. Like, I love playing a game that takes me 30 hours, 40 hours to complete. It feels satisfying.
If it's a good game, yeah.
If it's a good game, yeah. But I mean, I tell you, I won't last 30 hours through a shit game.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you get... Once you're done with a game like that, it's very hard to revisit. I know people have multiple playthroughs, you know, play it on a harder difficulty, which, God forbid, would take you longer.
Yeah.
Play as a different kind of character, choose a different sort of storyline. I know some people would go back and just reload the last level, for example, in like a Mass Effect, just to see the different endings. That's not the way I've ever worked. I can't bring myself to do that, especially in a game as well developed as Mass Effect. To me, it really has that your story is this story, and to go back sort of diminishes that a little.
No, I mean, I did it with the first one. I chose to save the council, and then I chose to save the people, and the council dies. Like, oh no, they're only, you know, a couple thousand people, and the council actually represent millions, if not billions, of aliens and people. So I'll save the council instead.
Fuck the council, man.
I know, but then I did that, and I was like, oh well, I'll just keep that ending, you know, because it didn't really, in the end, it didn't really matter. So I was like, oh, that's good. I'll keep it like that. And then in the second one, I did all the love interests. You know, I made sure I tasted all of them.
You were the Kirk.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a blue alien there, so I had to bone her.
There probably should have been a Captain Kirk achievement.
Yeah, there should have been. For, like, reloading
people like
them
yourself,
and
who load everything and root every female member of the Normandy.
Hey, I'm not proud of it, but... No, actually,
you're
I am.
Proud of it.
Yeah, I am.
It's a game or achievement. You're proud of it.
Yeah, it should be an achievement on my... on my stats, you know.
And,
should...
you know, fucking EA, man, they took that from you.
They did. Those pigs. Yes.
So anyway, again, like, without going into details on Mass Effect, I just wanted to make a couple of quick comparisons between the way a game like Mass Effect is released and a game like Max Payne is released. So, you know, obviously... We've spoken about this at length in the past. Digital rights management, DRM, the ability for a developer or a game developer, or I suppose the equivalent of a producer. I'm having trouble finding the word. Anyway, let's just say the game developer is able to release their product with, for example, constantly. A constant internet connection required.
Yeah.
So you've got that situation, or you've got basically, you know, the old school way that we're very used to, that we've grown up with, which is you put something in, you press play, you enjoy it, you leave. If you want to play multiplayer, you log in, you know, whatever. Now, Max Payne isn't shipping on PC for another week or so, I believe. So I was forced to get it on PlayStation 3, and I was thinking about it, and honestly, I quite enjoy the idea of being able to put a game in my PlayStation, go through a one-off installation, and be able to play it. No lag, no logging in, no updating, no bullshit, basically. Now, I'll get to you in just a sec, but the most recent example for me was Kingdoms of Amalur.
Yeah.
Where... I mean, from forums and stuff, I was quite frustrated. I was by the situation, but I was able to find out that people who had actually downloaded it illegally and cracked it were playing, while people like me were on these forums asking people, "Why is Origin not working?"
Yeah, I mean,
why
people who cheated the system got to play it.
Yeah, people who rorted the system were able to play the game, where me, a paying, you know,
customer
wasn't able to play it for 2 days.
Yeah. I know completely, man. As I said, with this Skyrim, my internet went down. I don't know what happened. I can't remember. The internet wasn't working for a week and a half. It wasn't working. So I could not play Skyrim. I went out and bought the game from a store, you know, a CD copy. It wasn't like a download, I had to download or anything. I bought it from a CD copy, put it in, and I could not play it without logging onto Steam first.
Yeah, and now we're talking about a single player game. You know, like, in the case of a game like Max Payne, which Max Payne 3 has actually been shipped with multiplayer, which I haven't checked out and honestly don't really have too much desire to. I mean, it's not something that really interests me, playing Max Payne multiplayer. It's shipped with multiplayer. So, you know, you've got the option of playing multiplayer in that. Skyrim, there's no option of multiplayer.
No.
The only benefit on the side of the developers, as they say, is the ability to constantly update.
Yeah, and we can fix things and stuff. No, you make a game, you release that game finished. Yeah, you release it finished. You can't just go back. As I said before, we started this. You can't, like, you know, someone can't go back to their painting in the Louvre and say, "Oh, I don't like how her eyes are looking. I'm going to fix that." You know, no, it belongs to the people now.
Well, this is an argument for another day. Art belonging to the people. We need to have a much lengthier discussion than this one allows us, because I mean, obviously, we both have very differing opinions on certain pieces of art.
Yes.
You know. And who owns the rights to the editing of
certain pieces of art.
So, yeah, so basically, look, you've got the situation where I could have waited for Max Payne on PC and probably had to go through, you know, logging into online servers, even if it's just for a once-off check. I mean, that's still a pain in the ass. God forbid I have to log in every single time, or I have to use Steam to install it and log into Steam before I play an offline version of my game. Now, you had a recent experience with a particular Blizzard game, which we, as well as many other people, have been waiting, you know, over 10 years for.
Mm-hmm. I won't be able to get into that tonight, actually, because it's already getting pretty late. But yeah, we'll definitely get into that tomorrow. Diablo 3, of course. I think it's... I'll get into it a little bit tonight, actually, stop it.
Yeah, fuck it, man.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's very frustrating for me. I got a free pass, so I can't complain too much. I'm going to buy the game tomorrow. I got a free pass off one of my friends, and I installed it, I downloaded it, 13 gig last night, and I thought, I'll let it go, download it, and I woke up in the morning, and it was finished, and then I got back from work today. I got on, and I was like, this is awesome, you know, I'm getting right into it. I'm really enjoying the storyline and the characters and killing the crap out of heaps of dudes. And all of a sudden, the game says, "Oh, schedule maintenance." And I'm like, "Maintenance? Whatever. It must be for the servers. You know, it must be for the server ones. It can't be for single player." And it's like, "Servers will be shutting down in 15 minutes." I'm like, "Cool, cool, keep playing." And it goes 10, 9 minutes, 8 minutes, and keep counting down to 1 minute.
Was there like rolfelcopters and?
No, nothing like that, because I'm not even into multiplayer. I wish there was. Then I could actually say, yeah, this is bullshit, you know? But I couldn't even say it to anyone. I couldn't even complain to anyone on, you know, in general chat. No, to be honest, like, that was really frustrating, because it's nothing to do with me. I'm not playing online. I don't need to be updating it right now, you know? And having to not be able to play it the whole rest of the night. It's now 10:50, and I stopped playing it at, I think it was about 6 o'clock it went offline for us in Australia. So that's now 5 hours almost that I haven't been able to play a game I came back hoping to play today, coming back from work, you know? It's like, it's fine for the States, because it goes off at 1 a.m, and even that's still a bit early for them. A lot of them stay up later than that, and it comes back on at 9 a.m. No one's gonna be up that late, you know, you wouldn't think. But even still, it really frustrated me when it kicks me, you know. I was like, oh, okay, it might just do a reset or something, you know.
You were hopeful.
So I tried to log in. Yeah, I was hopeful. I was really hopeful, and I was looking forward to getting back into the game and playing it for another, you know, probably 5 or 6 hours. It would be 10:50 now, so it'd be 5 or 6 hours more. But instead, I got about 30 minutes of gameplay, which I really did enjoy. I can't, you know, I can't put that to it.
We're not faulting any gameplay here. We haven't even in any game we haven't discussed that. I mean,
no, we haven't discussed
that. The game's a separate issue. We're talking about distribution.
It's servers. It is servers, and it is people who, companies who constantly have to update everything. And I mean, they find one little thing wrong with their game that's supposed to be a single player game. You're supposed to be able to play it without being online. I don't understand why they do it. I do understand if you're playing multiplayer. Like, I understand logging in even. Like, you can log in fine, because you might need to log in to play in multiplayer. But there's no reason for me to have an update or not be able to play my single player. You know, sure. And it should say maybe servers are coming back up in 10 minutes or whatever it is. And I'm like, cool, I can play multiplayer with my friends if I want to. You know?
Yeah. Now, this is the thing. I mean, you remember the Dark Ages back when we used to play World of Warcraft. Now, that, you know, there was always disdain from, I think safe to say, from Oceanic players that, you know, server downtime for us was always of a Tuesday or Wednesday night, during peak time for like five or 6 hours. So it pretty much killed your ability to play for that night.
But we had to go outside and hit like vampires, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Like, you can't expect, you know, World of Warcraft addicts to be going outside and socializing and doing all that sort of bullshit, you know?
It's wrong.
It's not right. So, you know, here we are, addicted to this game, and forced not to play it on our peak time. Now, we all accepted it, pretty safe to say, because there's a shitload of Oceania players playing World of Warcraft. But, you know...
Yeah, so everyone just took it on the chin and then, oh, well, you know, we're Aussies, we'll get stuffed over it.
Yeah,
it
Aussies, we're good at that. We like bending over and copying one. We'll talk again. And another topic that we really need to discuss, because, you know, you've got our government, you've got our rating system. Fuck, I mean, video game rating system is just up the shit.
Yeah.
We take the blame for everything in Australia, because we like taking the blame. We don't like confrontation. You know, if you want to blame us for something, blame us. You know, that's cool, man, whatever.
We don't give a shit.
We really don't give a shit over here in Australia. So, take it out on us, rest of the world. It's totally cool. We'll just roll over.
Don't start wars with us and kill us. That's fine. Just blame us for everything.
Oh no, don't start the wars, man. Those Anzacs are fucking badasses. They will come after you and they will end you.
They'll
hard.
Fuck you up.
But you know, up until that point, we'll cop a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, what were we saying?
Just about, you know, fucking games and stuff, you know, with Diablo and how, you know, they give a shit because the
servers go down
on Tuesday nights for us, and it's like, you just get home from work and you sit down, you can literally play for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not even worth getting on that day.
Now, you're right. Now, this is where it's a problem because, you know, we were never offered compensation. We were never offered, and, you know, people would scoff at this, especially people who, living in America and things like this, are having server maintenance between 1 and 9 in the morning. When really, I mean, they can afford to get off. They can go to bed, you know, and go and read a story to their kids or something at 1 o'clock in the morning, since they don't do it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we never got compensation for that. Blizzard never turned around to us and said, "Look, we know that you guys are getting your server maintenance at peak time for you, so Australian players, you know, you get 4 extra days free every month." How fucking hard would that have been for them to do for that for us?
Oh no! Even one or something. You know? Oh no! Just have it separate.
Just the extra hours.
No?
I mean, like,
just have it separate.
Yeah. Now that's the other thing. When it started out, it was because the company was small and they needed to maintain the servers
and they couldn't handle all the traffic from the American servers going to the Oceanic.
Last I heard, Blizzard had like they had more employees than they had bloody subscribers. You know, there's a BioWare like rep living next door to everyone. Now, there's obviously room in their swimming pools full of money to, you know, employ some Aussies to do server maintenance between 1 and 6 Australian time in the morning.
Yeah, they could find in their budget. There's no question.
I'm sure they could. Now, it's been years and nothing's happened there. So, now we get a situation where, and I played StarCraft 2, loved it. You did have to log in to play it, and I do not believe, and I haven't played it in probably 6 months, but I do not believe you ever had to the servers ever got shut down for maintenance, so you couldn't play like the single player campaign. But I'm not 100% sure. But now you've got this situation where Diablo 3, a single player game with a very strong multiplayer community and component, is going down for server maintenance during our peak time, our peak playing time. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's insulting, man.
Yeah, it's really
fucking insulting.
Yeah, it's a spit in the face, really, to any Aussie gamer that, you know, wants to just chill and play a game that they bought with their money. Like
a single-player game.
Yeah.
You know, fuck. Why can't they, you know, there's a million other ways they could do it, I'm sure there is. But they're just trying to fuck us, man.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like you say, we'll still buy it. That's the problem. We'll still buy it, we'll still play Diablo 3 because we want to, because we've waited so fucking long for it.
And we're so used to the Uncharted, so what's not a little bit of
Sharpness?
We're so used,
exactly right. And they know it, and we know it, and because of that, nothing's ever going to change.
Mm.
And the problem now is, this is the first example, to my mind, of an offline single-player game being perpetually connected to a network that requires constant monitoring and maintenance. And I remember hearing rumours that Diablo 3 was going to get ported to console.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything else about that. They're probably having trouble fucking, I don't know, working out how they can have people constantly connected on the consoles.
How they can sharp people on consoles.
I don't want to get it on console, man. I mean, I don't even want to think about that. But when you can put a disc into a console, turn your console on, turn your controller on, and play it, update at your own will, log into multiplayer when you want to. That's the way gaming should be. That's what we're used to.
Yeah.
And doing what they're doing, making you log in to an online server to play an offline single-player game, is wrong.
Yeah.
It's fundamentally wrong. And you know, people say...
And it's going to ruin... It is ruining gaming for...
Honestly.
Older people who use the game and know the difference. We know the difference. See, we understand, we see how different it is now than what it was, you know? We see the difference. I mean, these new gamers who are the younger generation, they don't understand why we're bitching. They're like, oh, you know, that's how it is. Just get over it sort of thing.
No, I think pretty much everyone playing games now knows how it used to be, man. There'll be a generation of people coming through now that'll start playing games, you know, this year and the year before that will be only used to this. You know, kids that grew up playing World of Warcraft, they're only used to this. But there's still games out there, like we said, that are console games that you put into your console, you press play. You know, they still exist, so people are still playing them. But it's going to become more and more games, especially on PC, are going to require people to log in. And the cruel part is there are people out there pirating the shit out of PC gaming. It's got to be worse than the old PlayStation days, doesn't it?
Oh, it's got to be just as bad. Yeah, chips on the PlayStations, for sure.
I mean, the old chipped PlayStation with a burnt DVD, you still had to be able to copy the disc. You know, you had to know someone who could copy the disc. Back then, you couldn't get on a website and just download the game.
No.
And these days, people can do that. And, and I was punished playing Kingdoms of Amalur by being forced to log into Steam. No, not log into Steam, sorry. Log into Origin. When their servers... Origin says beta.
Yeah.
When you load it, it says Origin
Beta. Yeah.
That it's means not it's not full. Fucking ready.
Yeah.
And
it's not even actually what they want to release. They're just like, we'll just give it to you, it's half done.
That's right. And they're using it to distribute products.
Yeah.
And all those agreements that you mentioned before, people are signing those agreements, they're agreeing pretty much to the developer being allowed to do whatever they like. They can pull the game whenever they like, they can put the servers down for maintenance whenever they like.
Yeah.
And if you can't log into your single-player game, and Kingdoms of Amalur is a perfect example, no multiplayer component, no necessary reason why you need to log in on a PC when you can play it on PlayStation 3 and not log in, why would you play it on PC? Why would I go out of my way and spend $80, $90, whatever, on a new PC game if I, A, can't play it, B, the servers might go down, or fucking... I don't know, some other bullshit.
Yeah.
Right?
someone else, and yeah,
there you go. Some other prick will just come along and download it off a website, you know, free of charge, install it in half an hour, and be playing it with no DRM, you know, no constant internet connection.
Basically, just feeling like,
And there you're sitting there
like fuming because you cannot play the game. You can't even log into the game that you want to play by yourself, a single player game.
That's right. As an honest paying member of the PC gaming community, you get fucked over these days, and that pushes people into consoles. It's pushing me back into the PlayStation 3. I love my old PlayStation, man, but PC's where it's at. This shit, like, you know, this is where we cut our teeth. This is where we learnt our craft.
Mm.
And it's a damn shame.
Yeah. And I think with that, brother,
we sign off.
Yep, we have a break, or we sign off. You can cut that around. And yeah, I think we'll definitely pick this up again as soon as we can.
Well, just quickly, there's a happy ending. I have managed to put my controller back together. I got the pieces in.
Yeah.
I got the screws in. I did have to thread a couple of the screws to get them in, so they're fucked and they're never coming out again. I might need to get a bit of super glue onto it. The next step will be plugging it into my PlayStation and seeing if it does, in fact, still run while the cable's plugged in. Fingers crossed. And, take care, man.
You too.
Yeah.
We'll talk soon. To our listeners, in case they don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
We've obviously thought very long and hard about the end of our first podcast. We've just sort of waffled our asses off and then didn't really have anything to say goodbye to. So farewell, internet. Yeah. And, we'll see you all on the flip side.
Cool.
See you, dude.